I please God to bless us together this evening as we continue our meditation in the Acts of the Apostles. And tonight we'll speak on chapter 19 and from verse 13 to verse 20. So we'll just read together those verses. Acts chapter 19 from verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom his evil spirit was, leapt on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks, also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. It's wonderful as we read the word of God to observe how the Lord works in some cases very unusual ways. But in those ways he brings to pass that which fulfills the great purpose of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ being lifted up and honoured and glorified. And indeed, as we read here, his name was magnified. So we see here these false people, these vagabonds it's called. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Well, they clearly heard Paul preaching. They'd also been observers of the gifts that Paul had received. And of course, the last verse that we considered last week spoke like this, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. So having observed this, these people thought they would try and do the same things. But of course they had totally the wrong spirit. They weren't really believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were only concerned for their own gratification, and there was no favour towards them. And so we hear this statement, and there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. So there were these seven sons. They gathered together and they endeavoured to cast out these evil spirits. And the evil spirit answered and said, this was the person in who was the evil spirit, obviously. And this person, the spirit responded in this way, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? So we see this person that these vagabonds were trying to bring about a healing, so that the spirit departed from them. He asked the question, and he asked who they were. He knew Jesus, and he knew Paul, but he didn't know them. And what happened then? And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man then, in whom the evil spirit was, leapt on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Well, he must have been a very strong man, because he attacked these seven people and tore off their clothes, so that they were all scared and they all ran out. And they ran away and they were naked and wounded. So that was the situation which came upon those who were pretending to be able to bring about healing and cause the evil spirit to depart. Well, we see now the good effect that these evil things had. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. Now we know, of course, that Ephesus was the main city, the capital really, in that part of Asia. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Well, how wonderful it is when the name of Christ is magnified. See, the Lord brings different situations to bear so that his name is lifted up. And who would have thought, perhaps, at the beginning when these seven vagabonds tried to convince this man that the spirit should go from them, they never recognized that they would be attacked, or thought they'd be attacked, and I'm sure they never thought that the result would be that the name of the Lord Jesus, who they were mocking really in the act that they were doing through this situation, would be magnified. We have a great God, a God who can bring good out of evil. And then of course this situation developed, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. What a blessing it is when the work of grace in a sinner's heart moves them, like these people were moved, that they were blessed with that faith to believe. And having been blessed with that faith to believe, what do? Well, they confessed their situation, who they were, what they were, and they confessed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they showed their deeds. And these people clearly had not been godly people previously, because we read many of them also which used curious arts, and by that we can think of magic and that kind of situation. Curious arts, what did they do? Had the Spirit of God moved them? Had it had an effect upon them? Well, it certainly had. And they brought their books together and burn them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So these books were very valuable books. But what we observe is that the Spirit of God, working powerfully in the hearts of men, enables them to part with all their wealthy goods if they are not in accordance with the word of God. If they do not add to the honour and glory of God. These people have been occupied in these wrong deeds. And so now, as they were convinced of their wrong deeds, they didn't just say, well, we'll still hang on to these books because they're valuable and because we appreciate them. No, the Spirit moved them, so they took them all and burnt them. Well, there was no going back then, was there? There was no putting them to one side and say, well, I think we'll just keep them for a little bit and see how things develop. Not at all. The Spirit of God moved them in a wonderful way to take these wrong things and get rid of them and to burn them. Well, it's a good example, isn't it, to the Church of God today? Because there may be those things which are not convenient, those things which are not bringing glory to God. And here is the result. What we should do to get rid of them. May not be perhaps just like be burning them, maybe some other way that we can get rid of them, but definitely not to hang on to them. And again we see the wonderful effect that these things had. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God grew and it prevailed. Well, how we need that today, don't we? That the word of God might grow and prevail. I think tomorrow, God willing, of the market stall and our calendar distribution, and how we need the Lord to then appear in that situation, so the word of God might indeed grow And when we think of this word of growing, it really means that the word goes into the good ground. And that word then produces a growth, a root downward and fruit upward. Well, it's wonderful, wouldn't it? And may we pray with faith. Remember to pray in faith, I think, wavering, as we thought upon recently, the relevance of that. And here we have it before us here this evening. So mightily grew the word of God. And we know the word of God does grow. And we also know this truth. The Lord says, my word shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which the Lord pleaseth. So may again we take these words and bring them before our God and pray that he may indeed do great things, so that it may be a wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so the word of God may grow and prevail. See, when God's work appears, it prevails, because the devil cannot stand against the work of God or the word of God, and it does prevail. And may we therefore have that living faith to understand the truth of these words and pray to our God that we may observe his work, his word, and that we may see the prevailing of it. Sinners moved, as these people were, these sinners were moved by these situations, and we come to the same God, that same God today, who worked that mighty work in these days. I am the Lord, I change not. The Lord is the same yesterday and today and forever. And may our faith be increased to pray that his name may be lifted up and honoured and glorified, and many souls blessed eternally. Amen.